OPE.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, game two, Royal Valley and Sabetha. Jared Sluppy alongside Brandon Tatman about to get this one underway. And first matchup, pretty heavy favorited Hiawatha, able to take care of business against Jeff West. They are on to the semifinal, and they will meet the winner of this game. 25-15, 25-14 was the final in that one. Taking a look at this Sabetha roster, this is a team that can beat better teams, and they have multiple times throughout the year been able to show that off. And taking a look at this matchup today between Royal Valley and between Royal Valley and Sabetha, they played five times this year, in which Royal Valley has went 3-2 against Sabetha. So they have went back and forth a lot, including two times last week. It was a 25-24, 25-16. And then it was 25-12, 25-16. So it's kind of an interesting matchup between these two teams here. Yeah, this one's going to be interesting. And you called it before we had the first matchup between Jeff West and Hiawatha. And this Sabetha team could certainly set themselves up. They've played competitive all season long. They've played a difficult schedule, and they've played in some difficult tournaments. And they've been right there in the middle of the Big 7 standings all year, finishing with a 500 league record. But still upper half of the league. And you mentioned now this will be meeting number six between these two, and it's been a 3-2 Royal Valley advantage. As Hiawatha won easily, as you mentioned, over Jeff West, waiting the winner of this one. And no problem for the top seed, Nemaha Central. They won on the other gym over the 8-seed Bishop Ward, 25-3 and then 25-6. So we know Hiawatha and Nemaha Central are in the semifinals here, and should be an interesting one here between Royal Valley and Sabetha.
And Sabetha comes into this one 17-20 with a 7-7 Big 7 record. As for the Panthers, they're 25-12 with an 8-6 record. Let's go and take a look at our rosters here. First for Sabetha, number one, a 5'6 sophomore, Hallie Mitchell. Number two, a 5'8 senior, Mary Lukert. Number three, a 5'9 sophomore, Aubrey Schmelsley. Number four, a 5'7 senior, Hallie Scobie. Number five, a 5'4 junior, Cameron Durier. Number six, a 5'10 senior up front, Jessica Gruber. Number seven, a 5'8 junior setter, Alexia Hayden. Number eight, a 5'11 sophomore middle blocker, Aaron Boltz. Number nine, a 5'10 sophomore, Audrey Herman. Number 10, a 5'6 sophomore, Brecken Edelman. And number 11, a 5'8 junior, Maya Grimes. As for the Panthers, they start off with number four, a sophomore, Avery Stitham. Number five, a senior, Annie Clements. Number seven, a senior, Alyssa Ladson. Number eight, a freshman, Isabella Wheeler. Number nine, a senior, Tressa Jim. Number 10, a junior, Drew Probst. Number 11, senior, Kennedy Bryan. Number 14, a junior, Devin Rodewald. Number 20, a senior, Olivia Rickle. Number 22, a sophomore, Truly Jim. Number 27, a junior, Olivia Sims. And number 34, a sophomore, Sammy Klotz. They're head coached by Gary Armstrong. As for Sabetha, they are head coached by Abby Stevie. Royal Valley in their purples with black shorts. As for their libero in gray, that is Clements. And as for Sabetha, they're wearing their navies. And as for their libero, Cameron Durier, she is in a lighter gray.
Yeah, just moments away from this start. Also, again, we do have some other coverage for you from the 2A. Substate at Jefferson County North, if you want to check that out. That's over on our brand new Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at mscsports.net. Crendon Prophet doing a great job with that. He's got all the action for you over there. So we do got some other coverage, not just here, from Nemaha Central High School. We got the one at JCN for you as well, as we are again finding out who's going to make state tournaments next week. As again, half the semifinals in this substate set, with the top seed Nemaha Central cruising in the first round, and of course our first match here in the secondary gym, which again was Hiawatha defeating Jefferson West in a straight set. So this is going to be an interesting one again, matchup number six, and this time it's all or nothing.
Again,
lose your season's done, and you move on and try to just keep the season alive.
Yeah, winner stays, loser goes. But talking about Royal Valley, 3-2 against Sabetha, this is anyone's match, certainly, as we've seen throughout this season. And you kind of talked about Crendon Prophet. He did excellent last night with me on our call of Jackson Heights. They were able to defeat Onega by a final score of 27-0. So that was a winner-take-all game. So how about the Cobras football team? They advanced to the playoffs. We got Panthers fans to our left. You're here in them as they come out onto the floor. That's some of the fans to our right as well.
One thing I've learned, you know, following the Big Seven is Royal Valley has about as good of a following as anyone, really in any sport. Credit them, and they've come out full force. I mean, we're packed at the top of the bleachers here, and it is packed. I hope you went to the bathroom during that break because we're not getting out until this match is over. Sabeth, a great following as well. Winner moves on here, and the loser has their season come to an end. Sabeth will be to our right, Royal Valley to our left here in set number one.
And that last match, I mean, the crowd was also packed with Hiawatha and Jeff West fans as well. So, I mean, so far a pretty good turnout from the fans. And the winner of this one, of course, will take on Hiawatha. And then the winner of that will take on whoever comes out of the other side of the bracket in the main gym in the finals.
Yeah, the other matchup, ACCHS and Moore Hillmount Academy, as they're getting underway over there. And the other half of the first-round matchups on the other side of the gym here at the high school.
So here we go. The Tressa Jim, the senior, serving, and we are underway. Match number two. And a nice dig by Hayden to keep it alive. Let's hit a free ball over to the side of the Panthers. Setting this one up. A big swing and a block and out of bounds. It'll be Royal Valley points. That was Latson who got that hit. And it's 1-0 Panthers.
I think you see some adrenaline running for both of these teams early. Let's see how it kind of affects, you know, the early portions of this match.
And from beyond the back line, sending a free ball over is Lukert. Little tap set, rising and trying to get a kill down, unable to do so. Blue Jays with the ball and just tapping it over is Lexi Hayden. Sending one up and a little dunk down from Slot, and she lifted it. No, actually going to be, yes, it is a lift.
Yeah, it looked like it for sure. A little palm there, and the one girl who kept that one alive there was Hallie Scobie there on a beautiful diving save by Sabetha before that palm there. So keeping that one alive, Scobie earns a big credit for that point.
Punching it over is Ladson to the side for Hayden. Setting this one up for Scobie. Tries to send it down for the Blue Jays. Klotz can't get it down. Sabetha tips it over on the second try. Setting this up far side. Tipping it over is Ladson. But Blue Jays all over it. From just in front of the attack line on a forehand shot. Sending it over to the Panthers. Blocked at the net. Keeps it with Roe Valley. We're tied 1-1. A free ball sent over to Sabetha. And setting this one up, a little dunk down, block, tip the net. Well done that time by, I think that was Jim who got that block. Maybe that was Klotz. I think it was Klotz.
Yeah, Sammy Klotz up front, the sophomore with a big defensive stand. He pushed that one down, and we've seen a couple early battles at the nets. And you look at the height right now, it looks like Royal Valley has a little bit of an advantage up front with the height, but both teams doing a good job here early.
And that one sent long on the far side. Bolts wanting a tip call, not going to get it. It's 3-1 Royal Valley. Talk about Klotz. I mean, her ability to get way up above the net. She has some hops.
Well, we know this Royal Valley team is good. We know how good Nemaha Central is, who's 39-1. That one loss was to this Royal Valley team back in early September.
Tipping it into the corner that time for Sabetha was, I believe that was Gruber, the senior. And
just kept it in.
Yeah, just barely. That was right on that corner. The backside judge was all over it. So Sabetha will get to serve. And this time it will be Aaron Bolts, the 5'11 sophomore. Tallest player on the squad. It will return by the libero Clement. Setting one up. That's partially deflected. Over to the Sabetha side. Just tipped over. And an illegal tip for Sabetha's Jessica Gruber. And it's now 4-2 Royal Valley.
We've talked about Klotz, but another one to keep an eye on for Royal Valley is Kennedy Bryan up in the front of that net as well. Similar size and height for Klotz, and those two can be a problem for this Sabetha team as Klotz on cue with another defensive effort, earning a point for the Panthers.
And trying to get that spike was Lukert, the 5'8 senior. Didn't quite have the length at the net to send that one down. Rodewald with her second consecutive serve, leading 5-2. Nice dig on the backside by Jim. It's tipped over. Chance for Sabetha from the near side. Blocked at the net. Lukert couldn't get it over. Now they do get it over on the second try. And spike attempt, nice dig, but it's going to be a point for Sabetha. Much needed point. I think it's what we're going to be seeing. There's a lot of back and forth between these two teams here in a very well-contested match.
There's certainly a lot more juice, I feel like, in the gym with this match compared to the first match, as both fan bases are packed into this secondary gym, and it's got a lot of energy here.
Watts sets this one up to nobody. After the serve from Gruber, another point for Sabetha, make it 5-4. senior will set this one away.
Three up, three back for the Panthers. Return is clean. Set is clean. Clot sends it out of bounds on her attempt. Trying to go from the near side to the far side, looking to try to pin it inside the attack line. Could not do so. We are tied 5-5. Another serve coming from Gruber. To the back line, returned by Ladson. Set is up by Jim. Klotz sends it to the back line, and it is off the roof on the send back by Hayden. And that's a point for the Panthers.
I thought that was a legal play off the roof.
I think it's if it stays on the same side, if
gotcha.
It goes to the other side, it's not.
Gotcha.
So our strategy of trying to do it off the roof on purpose falls flat as
yep.
Both can't return that one. It's an ace. Demi Klotz, the sophomore, and she does not play like one. She has been fantastic so far today. 7-5, Panther lead. Set number one, that's going to be a service error that will give serve right back to Sabetha. Now be the 5'7 senior, Hallie Scobie, sending this one over.
Yeah, again, those errors just unforced. You got to limit those when you're down to matches like this, when it's all or nothing here to end your season.
And what a kill by Tressa Jim, the senior, sending it down along the far side. Unable to return that was Scobie, but, man, I don't blame her on that one bit.
I think she took half that across the face. That could not have felt good, but, you know, credit Scobie for standing strong and trying to get that one at least alive and in the air, but just couldn't do so.
Set is up from the Blue Jays, and a block up front where the Panthers get set back down to the Sabetha side, and it'll be another Royal Valley point up by three.
Yeah, Tressa Jim once again, good size and length up front for this Royal Valley team. It's kind of the difference here early and got them at least a three-point lead at 9-6.
Setting this one up is Scobie to Hayden. She'll set it to the back line for the Panthers. Another try by Jim, and that one is down for another kill.
Well, Jim's been kind of the catalyst right now in forcing this timeout by Sabetha. She's earned the last couple of points and a lot of momentum for the Panthers, but we see the ebbs and flows here in these matches all year long. So you can't really take any lead lightly until it hits 25. But right now, Royal Valley's got a little bit of extra juice with a 10-6 lead.
Yeah, the crowd's certainly helping. I mean, you hear them right now. They have been fantastic all day long so far. So 10-6, opening set. Quarterfinal round, sub-state here in Nemaha Central Secondary Gym. Winner will take on Hiawatha on the bottom portion of the bracket. Meanwhile, mentioned that Nemaha Central winning 25-3, 25-6 in their opening matchup. What a dominant win for them.
Yeah, they're 40-1 now. 40-1 on the year. They have won now, I believe it's 29 straight. And as we mentioned, the lone loss, Royal Valley, back in early September. We know they've played close matches with Hiawatha. Hiawatha is certainly a team that's really good and can certainly challenge the Thunder, but it's the Thunder's tournament to lose at this point. But they're going to have to work hard to get there.
Set from Scobie, and that one blocked, but down for a kill for Mary Lukert. Haven't seen much of her just yet in terms of the kill side of things, but she gets in there to bring the Blue Jays back within three. It's 10-7.
Yeah, Jim had a chance at the front of the net, but kind of took it twice off the face and just couldn't get it back up in the air for her teammates.
Set is up from Brian. That one blocked to the Blue Jays side and a kill for Alyssa Ladson. Sabetha was unable to get it in on the far side after the block. Right back to being an 11-7 lead. This is Clements, the libero with the serve. Wasn't hit perfectly, but it goes out of bounds off of a bad return from the Sabetha libero, Durier.
It might have been a miss hit there on that serve that might have got it a little bit of an awkward spin and just unable to get that one back over. Kind of a difficult one to handle.
12-7 now score. Clements goes right back to Durier. Set is on by Hayden backwards. Tipped over by Schmelzley. Set to the far side. Chance for Ladson. And that one's down, just tipping it down softly and landing for a yet another kill for Alyssa Ladson, the senior. And it's at 13-7, largest lead of the set so far.
Seen a lot of power early on by Royal Valley, but a little finesse there that time by Ladson.
Certainly. Set to the near side, a swipe, and that one is blocked up front. And getting a hand on it that time was Devin Rodewald and Tressa Jim.
Now it's the front that's attacking with a little bit of ferocity here.
Royal Valley, and now Sabetha in a little bit of a hole. Still plenty of time, but need to get something to try to get this momentum away from the Panthers.
It is over by Bolts to the Royal Valley side, setting this one up for Roadwall. That one's hit by the Blue Jays and down for yet another kill.
Yeah, Roadwall there, just another finesse shot. Just playing it over that front line, and the back line just too far back and unable to get there in time to save it.
The turn is clean. Aiden has time to set one up for Bolts. Oh, nice dig along the back line by Clock, keeping it alive, and they're going to say an error against the net.
And they're going to disagree with that, but we saw a couple of points in the first match between Hiawatha and Jeff West where there were some disagreements with some calls. We get our first one here, and fortunate for Sabetha, they're able to kind of stop that bleeding a little bit.
Coach Armstrong also disagreeing with that call as well. Here's a setup for Jim on the third strike for Royal Valley. Sabetha all over it. Bolts just sets it over in a fantastic dig on the near side by, that was Latson sending it back over to Sabetha. Hayden sets one up. This time tipped over by Gruber along the back line, and Clements couldn't save it along that back corner. It goes out of bounds, and a much-needed point for the Blue Jays, and now trail 15-9.
Now, they use a little bit of finesse there. Good credit there to Clements. Again, the libero on the back line for Royal Valley. Had a shot at it, but just a little too much in the back right corner to keep it in play.
Set by Brian to the far side for Roadwald, and that one is blocked up front. That was Gruber. Got a hand on that one. Got it back to the Royal Valley side. Down for a block. It's now 15-10. This one is into the net for a service error by Aubrey Schmelzley, the 5'9 sophomore. And a critical mistake that time, giving Royal Valley a chance to serve it right back.
Yeah, part of the reasons why some of these teams win is limiting the errors, and that should be an ace, and it is. And now the Panthers, again, with a 7-point lead here in the first set, but you just got to limit those mistakes as best as you can, and the team that does that gives themselves a much better chance to win.
Jim with another serve, return on the back line. Hayden sets one up for Bolts. That one is down for a kill. Swiping it from the near side to the back middle. Unable to return it. It's now 17-11.
That was perfectly played. Dig on the back line, the set up front, and then the spike and the kill finish there by Bolts. Need to see a little bit more of that out of Sabetha here. A little bit more clean play as they try to work themselves back into this first set.
Here is Klotz, a chance to get one down, but it's long. From the far side to the back middle. A little bit too strong that time. It's now 17-12. Hayden coming up with a serve.
That was a very athletic attempt there as Klotz was soaring, but just a skosh too long.
This one by Roadwall blocked right back to the Panthers side. And Klotz is going to have to send over a free ball. Can she get it down? No, she cannot. She went for the approach of keeping it close to the net. Tried to land it down, but a little bit too strong, leaving it wide. And it's now 17-13.
All right, Sabetha's got a little bit of momentum now. This is where you got to keep the mental mistakes at bay and try to keep everything in front of you.
The back line dug out by Brian. And that's going to be a free ball sent over as Latson can set a good one up. And this one also kind of a rough setup. Forearm setup for the Panthers now. Swipe is down for a kill on the backside. Latson from the far side near the Nemaw Central Circle in the court. And it's now 18-13, shutting down some of that bleeding.
Yeah, Latson there. Again, very athletic kill. Both teams on the rally had kind of some difficult touches just on that third free ball, getting it back over. And then that time, Royal Valley was able to get it back and set it up for Latson beautifully.
Hayden will set this one up beyond the attack line for Lukert, and that one cannot be rallied in by Clements, and it's down for a kill.
I think there was a little bit of hesitation on the back line there for Clements, maybe trying to pull away at the last second, thinking it was long, but just caught a hand, and fortunate there for the Sabetha Blue Jays to get that point and get back to within four.
And it certainly looked like that, as this one served to Kennedy Bryan, and she'll get it right back after giving it up briefly to the Blue Jays side now. Here is a bump to the back line, and that is sent over into the net by Schmelzley, and is now 19-14.
I'm going to be curious to see if we see another timeout here late in this first set. Well, Valley's got the momentum in the serve right now. I feel like another point for two could cause Sabetha to take a timeout, and we see how momentum can certainly swing after timeouts, and there's another free one for Royal Valley. It goes into the net, now 20-14.
Gruber couldn't quite get that one over. It was a little bit low on the set from Lexia Hayden. It's now 19-14.
Correction, yes.
And a set from Hayden trying it again. That one by Lukert. Royal Valley all over it. And a fantastic dig by Lukert after the swipe from Grimes, keeping it alive. Tip set. Caught the block up front.
Wow.
That was powerful as this place explodes. Lukert and Gruber both with the block.
That's a play right there that could keep Sabetha alive here in this first set. If Sabetha comes back and wins this first set, that's the play right there that you look at, because Royal Valley had two perfect kill attempts, blocked cleanly, which really would have gave the momentum continuing on to build for Royal Valley, but that was impressive.
And from just in front of the attack line, Clark sends it over to the Sabetha side. Tough time scrambling. They're not going to be able to get it back over. Point for Royal Valley.
Tough one off the roof again, where it just kind of misdirects it off the rafters and down. Sabetha really had no shots, and now it's crunch time here for the Blue Jays, 21-15.
Foss on the serve. Sabetha from beyond the attack line sends it over with Foss and, or excuse me, Bullets, beg your pardon, as that one goes wide on the far side.
Super close in the back corner, but just a bit too long. And the Panthers now gaining some momentum away as they try to close out this first set.
Turn on the back line cleanly. Aiden sets one up and be on the attack line for Schmelzley. Tipped, but to the Panthers' side. Now a big swipe from Brian, and that one is wide. No good. Sabetha gets the point. A big one to try to keep Sabetha alive in this opening set.
That was a big point there for Sabetha. Much needed. They'll get the serve back here. With Scobie, got to get a few points here.
22-16 our score, and miscommunication on the second hit, but they do get it over to the Sabetha side. Aiden will bump this one up, and a swipe by Lukert down for a kill. 5-8 senior.
She got up as well to finish that one perfectly over that front line and ahead of the back line. And again, you need a few more here. You need a few more here if you're Sabetha. It's just the start.
Back line return by Roadwall. Set is up, and trying to bump it over by Jim, unable to do so. Not a great setup by Ladson, the senior. It makes it 22-18.
Not often you see just a straight punch with the fist. That's what Jim tried to do, and just a tough angle goes right into the net.
Roadwall, another return. This one's set up by Ladson. This one's going to go long from Brian. Yet another point for Sabetha. It's now a three-point game.
Here's the timeout I was telling you about, and that's right after Sabetha has rattled off three straight to get to within 22-19. So what's been mostly momentum-wise been on the side for Royal Valley. It has quickly shifted back to the Blue Jay side, and they're still down three, but they are getting the run that they need late to get themselves a chance here in the first set.
Absolutely. 22-19, our score here. Royal Valley leading, but some points rallied off from the Blue Jays to get back within three. Reminder, winner of this match takes on Hiawatha in a semifinal round. We'll have coverage of that one for you. That one will start 20 minutes after this one concludes.
Yeah, I want to throw a shout-out to the Nemaha Central Boys Cross Country team.
Absolutely.
We know they qualified for the state tournament, or the state meet, I should say. They finished third place at their regional today. So the Thunder Boys, John Langill, a former athlete of the week, finishing second place at that meet.
Slap over from Brian to the Sabetha side. It's down, and a big point out of the timeout for the Panthers in a we were talking about Coach Armstrong using a timeout, a very wise decision that time.
That was one of those ones where it's just balancing on top of the net, and who's going to win it on the front lines. That time it was Royal Valley.
That is up from Scobie, down for a kill. Once again, it's the 5'8 senior, number two, Mary Lukert. Back to a three-point game.
Well, Lukert's been kind of the difference here in this run, you know, keeping her on the front lines, and now she's going to go back to serve. But 23-20 again, you need a couple here for Sabetha. Can really make things interesting.
Send it over with Jim. Not a great try. Now Sabetha from beyond the attack line. Hit by Klott. And might have been able to let that one go out of bounds. Instead she puts...
No, she knew it right away. It was long, and she knew it. As soon as she tried to, like, get her hands away from it, it still ricocheted off and out of play for Sabetha.
23-21 now the score. Setting one up. Far side. Lassen blocked it down for the block. It's Schmelzley and Hayden. It makes it 23-22.
Well, the Blue Jays are coming on strong here late. They were down 22-16 and now find themselves just down 23-22. How about it's 23-23?
Not a great return that time by Tressa Jim. She tried to go down to knee to get it. She couldn't get any lift on it. And as Brandon was saying, we are tied. Another serve coming by Luker. in the middle. This one is good. Sending one up. Tipped down by Jim. Good heads-up play, keeping it alive. And tipping it over the other side is Bolts, and down. It hit the rafter. It came back down just over on top of the net. And Bolts able to hit it over.
That's just unlucky for Royal Valley. I think they were kind of caught off guard, just waiting to see where it was going to go.
Set point for the Blue Jays. Here's a little tip over by Ladson. Sabetha ready for a nice dig. Sent over on the second hit by Sabetha. Set is up for Jim. It's blocked. Kept alive by the Panthers momentarily. But it's hit over and out of bounds.
Wow. Sabetha's going to win this one. What a comeback by the Blue Jays here in the first set, winning at 25-23.
Certainly. What a fantastic set. Coming all the way back down from 22-16, come back to win it.
Well, they had the momentum, and they built it. And, again, we saw and said the name Mary Lukert multiple times. She had some big kills during that stretch, and even after that Royal Valley timeout, Sabetha came out and was able to get things done. And just what a comeback. As you mentioned, 22-16, they were down. They went at 25-23.
We'll send it to a break. Come back with set number two here on KNZA.
This is Ken Glennon from GM Bank. As the seasons change and the temperatures drop, we reach for our coats to keep us warm. GM Bank is proud to partner with Coats for Kids, a Jackson County nonprofit organization that provides new coats, hats, and gloves to children in need up to the age of 18. Through the month of October at our main bank location in Holton, we are collecting new coats, hats, and gloves, as well as monetary donations. Let's work together to keep all kids warm this winter. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
This is Ken Glennon from GM Bank. As the seasons change and the temperatures drop, we reach for our coats to keep us warm. GM Bank is proud to partner with Coats for Kids, a Jackson County nonprofit organization that provides new coats, hats, and gloves to children in need up to the age of 18. Through the month of October at our main bank location in Holton, we are collecting new coats, hats, and gloves, as well as monetary donations. Let's work together to keep all kids warm this winter. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
We're midpoint as that one was tipped over and out of bounds. It was deflected out of bounds, so Sabetha gets the first point after Sabetha comes back down 22-16, rallies all the way back to win 25-23. Jared Slubby, Brandon Tatman, sub-state volleyball class 3A from Seneca. The turn is good by Clements, the libero to the far side. Thing up for Rodewald. Fantastic dig by Luther, keeping alive, but it's sent out of bounds. And it is 1-1. So, I mean, talk about what an incredible rally to end that first set.
Yeah, Sabetha, again, just turned up the notch a little bit. Been down 22-16, rally to win at 25-23. Now I think you see a little more sense of urgency at the start. Here's set two for Royal Valley, knowing they need this one to keep their season alive.
That one is sent over by Ladson. Sabetha all over it. Bolts tries to get one down. Clements able to save it from the back line, but she'll get it back from the back line just to send over a free ball. A light from Bolts is kept alive briefly, and they'll hit it over. Some communication at the net. Got that chance now. It was blocked, kept alive by the Blue Jays. 1-1 here, second set. Bolts sends it to the back line. Clements, libero for Royal Valley. It's now punched over on the second try for Royal Valley. And it'll be punched over now to the side of the Panthers. Sending one up for Klotz. That one's down in between a couple of Blue Jays. And it's 2-1 Panthers.
Yeah, a couple back and forth between the two, and they were just kind of awkward between both of them. And finally that time, Royal Valley was able to set one up for Klotz. He's able to put it home.
Here's return from Scobie. Set this one up beyond the attack line. Lukert tries to get one down. It's returned by Bryan. Single one up, tip, and Rodewald gets down a kill. Unable to save it right at the attack line on the near side this time. And it is 3-1 Panthers. That's a Jim. The senior to serve it by two early in the second set. Return is clean from Lukert. Spinning one up for Bolt. That one is down along the back near side corner. That was well played.
Front right to back left. And again, just one of those ones where you can stand over that corner and drop it more perfectly into that corner. Those you just really have no chance of getting.
West need a point for Sabetha. Makes it 3-2. And the serve is short. It's kept alive, though, by the Panthers. Slot has partially blocked. Sabetha can't get one over. It's blocked down by Clock. Good rotation by the Panthers that time. She went from the far side along the near side right up against the net to block that one down. It's now 4-2.
Rodewald also in there up front. Part of that deflection there to get that point down for Royal Valley to extend that lead to 4-2.
Clements returns it from Lukert. And now the swipe by Bryan is dug out. Very well by Bolt. Kept alive, but it's stuffed into the net by Scobie. Not able to get a good hit on that one. It's now 5-2 in favor of Royal Valley. Serve coming from Alyssa Ladson, the senior. Turn is good. Hayden's trying to set up a quick one for Gruber. Rides the net and falls to the paper side. Hit quickly back over by Bryan and Sabetha. Can't get it in. Royal Valley gets the point. It's now 6-2.
That ball just slides across the net. And somehow Royal Valley is able to keep it alive and earn the point and extend on this early lead.
The backside. And Hayden able to dig it out. Lukert sends it over on the third try. Setting up is Jim. And Clot had it partially deflected. And it's out of bounds for a point for Royal Valley once again. And correction, that was actually Bryan who ends up getting that point. 7-2 now. Four straight points battled off by the Panthers. On the back line, return by Schmelsley, set up by Hayden for Gruber, and unable to field it cleanly is Tressa Jim. It goes out of bounds. It's 7-3. Much needed point that time.
Yeah, absolutely much needed, and we kind of saw this play out in the first set where Royal Valley really had the momentum until that comeback in the end. So we're kind of seeing a similar start here as we did in set one.
On the return is Clement up to the setter, Jim, and Fox gets down a kill. Pass to diving Gruber on that back line on the far side. And right back, it's 8-3.
Well, the athleticism by Klotz, and again, when it's set up that perfectly right at the front of the net for how high they can jump, including Klotz, it's just so hard to defend, regardless if you're there or not.
Rodewald with the service error, and right back, Bethel gets the point. It's a three-point game. 7-4, set number two. Sabetha, incredible rally to win set number one, 25-23, trailing here in set number two. That's going to be a service error. Goes long on Hallie Scobie. We're giving it right back to the Panthers. Back and forth we go. Middle portion of the second set has been very back and forth. Service from Klotz, the sophomore, to the back line. Here's the set from Scobie. Just tipped over to Lukert. And she was underneath the net. So a point for the Panthers once again. Sometimes when you just run up to that net, accidentally get that feet, you get your foot caught up on the other side, cross that line, that makes it 10-4. Four back, two up for Sabetha. Not a great return, but keeping it alive are the Blue Jays to get it over. But an opportunity now for the Panthers. With a strike, it's Jim. It's blocked. And Sabetha gets the point on the block up front in the middle.
Yeah, Schmelsley and Lukert that time. Perfect positioning, middle of the floor. Front line of the defense, able to get that deflection and block. A big point for the Blue Jays still down here in the second set.
Return, not great. It goes too strong. And it's going to be a point against, it's going to be a point for Sabetha. That was just a bad return. That set them up behind the eight ball. On that point, and Sabetha able to capitalize. Turn along the back line by Klot. Set is up from Ladson, and a swipe. Punched up in the air for a moment, but then falls down to the hardwood for a point for Royal Valley. It's Tressa Jim with another kill.
And Aaron Bolts kind of tapped and said, my bad. I think she knew where she needed to be in that scenario, but was playing a little bit farther up, and she knew she may have had an opportunity to save that block there. But Sabetha unable to get the point.
Turn clean. Hayden setting this one up over on top of the net to Gruber, just tipping it over to the Royal Valley side. Now a chance for Ladson. Nice dig. Goes right back to the Royal Valley side on that dig. Partially blocked on a swipe by Ladson. Rebecca sends it back over to Royal Valley. Here's a setup by Jim. Beyond the attack line, clock gets way above the air. And she sends it long, though. That one rode up too high on her arm.
Nope, that's in.
Oh, it's in.
Yeah, she put it down right in that corner. Picture perfect. And when they leap from, they're not even up on the net. She's in the middle of the floor. And to put it where she did in that back left corner, it's just such precision and accuracy. Again, you just can't defend it.
My apologies on that as Ravelli gets the point. They'll send a free ball over with Klotz sending it. Chance now for Hayden to set this one up. It will be Schmelsley. Can't get it down. And the return is set right back over to Sabetha. Tip over by the Blue Jays. Now Ravelli will just set one over backwards. And from beyond the attack line, it'll be Luker who sends it over. Setting this one up for Ladson. That one off the net. It was blocked and down on the Royal Valley. No, excuse me, out of bounds on the Royal Valley side. So another point for the Panthers, making 13-6. Brian, the senior, another serve, trying to force a third set. Return clean by Scobie, setting it up to Hayden. And Bolt sending it to the back line. Nicely dug by Rodewald. Free ball sent over, though, by Brian. Hayden sets this one up, just dunked down on the way down. It was Schmelzer hitting it over. All over it was the Panthers. Nothing gets it back. Bolt has a partially deflected, but down for a kill. Dressa Jim couldn't quite get enough mustard on the block to send it back to the Sabetha side. It gets partially deflected to her right and down for the kill. It's 13-7 now.
I feel like we're at a point, 13-7, where, you know, a couple points here maybe by the Panthers will force Sabetha to call a timeout. Sabetha can maybe avoid that if they can get a few back here.
Absolutely. Hayden sends up high in the air for Bolt. That one deflected, but out of bounds, down for a kill. And Brian wasn't able to get that one. Two straight points for the Blue Jays to make it 13-8.
Yep, just too much mustard on that one. Bolts went up high for it, 5-11. The sophomore able to get that kill and a big point for the Blue Jays.
Return by Rodewald on the backside, sending one up of the middle for Jim, but the block gives it back to the Panthers. Another block, and that one this time gets down on the Panthers side. Rodewald couldn't scramble to keep it alive.
Yep, this time Gruber and Hayden up front. Gruber 5'10", Hayden 5'8". Couple good blocks there on a couple of kill tries by the Panthers up front. Defense earning that point for Sabetha.
Schmelzley with another serve for Sabetha. They trail 13-9 here in set number two. Rodewald with the clean return, setting up is Brian, and down for a kill is Jim. Much needed one.
I think there was a little bit of miscommunication even on that setup up front, and then finally kind of at the last second, Jim put her hand up and just slapped it across and found a opening there in the back left corner to get a big point.
Andy Clements, the senior libero, with the serve for Royal Valley. Hayden's just going to tip this one over, but left too much hang time on it. Royal Valley is going to rally to get it back over. Hayden with a set to the near side for Bolt. She had to wait for it, but gets it down for a kill along the back side in the middle.
It's almost kind of a knuckleball there.
Yeah, it looked like it. As Bolt was able to get it down despite having to hesitate a little bit and wait for the ball to come to her. Now Alexia Hayden, the setter, will go ahead and serve this one away. The near side for Jim with a return. Set is up from beyond the attack line. Klotz puts it into the net. But I think actually it was a block that time by Gruber, and a timeout is called by Coach Armstrong. We'll step aside for 30 seconds in set number two. Royal Valley leads the Buffa 14-11 after losing set number one. You're listening to Substate Volleyball here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Before we go forward, big congratulations to Josie Delaney getting 2,500 career assists for Hiawatha. Fantastic stuff from the senior after Hiawatha was able to get a win in the opening round of the playoffs. Back here in this one, as that stuff into the net as Devin Rodewald couldn't get it over. And it's 14-12 Sabetha. They are now within two.
Remember when I said Royal Valley had a six-point lead and we were at the point where a couple more points could force us to bet the timeout? Well, the Blue Jays went on a run and then made Royal Valley call a timeout. Now the Blue Jays continuing that momentum.
Jim from beyond the attack line gets it down right in the middle of the court for a kill, making it 15-12. Right back, Panthers go. Jim, the senior, will go ahead and serve this for Royal Valley. Turn to the back line from Lukert and popped up in the air. Way beyond the attack line, Schmelz lead to Lukert, and she gets it over. Spinning one up, just tips barely over Rodewald. Second hit from Tabetha is now over to Royal Valley's side. Now the Panthers' chance. Play fantastic dig along the backside. Lukert keeps it alive, and they'll lead it over. Still going, though, as caught with the kill set up by Tressa Jim. As the crowd goes wild from both sides, Tabetha, fantastic rally, but Royal Valley gets the point.
Lukert had an incredible diving save to keep that one alive for Tabetha. Ultimately did not get the point. I think that was the kind of the MVP play there, that rally.
Both stuffed at the net by Klotz. Down for a block and a couple of big points for the Panthers, making 17-12 right when Tabetha, like they were starting to rally a bit.
Well, they know they need this one to keep their season alive, and you see a little bit of extra sense of urgency here out of that timeout.
Absolutely. Hayden's going to set one up to the near side. That one's blocked on Scobie's attempt. Tabetha able to keep it alive, though. Klotz on the return, set up by Jim to the far side for Latz. That one's blocked by Tabetha. And down, and it lands in.
That was good defense up front. Allie Scobie a part of that one, and a big kind of momentum killer there, as it was a five-point lead for Royal Valley, but those little plays that can keep you alive and give you a chance to win.
To the back line on the service, returned by Brian, setting one up for Rodewald. Fantastic dig, kept alive, Bolt on that try, setting one up for Klotz. That one went to the ground for the kill. She rose up and set that one down with authority.
Again, set up perfectly. It's just so hard to defend when she's that high above the net and that close to it to where she can basically put it wherever she wants.
Latson with the serve on the return. Lukert sends it wide to the far side. Hayden is tipped over by Gruber. Not a bad return by Clements. It's up into the net. That is for when there's two volleyball nets. Hard to explain that, but Tabetha able to get it over. It's down for a kill. Allie Scobie. So there's two volleyball nets that are above the court, and it hit that volleyball net and trickled down. Royal Valley kept it alive, but Tabetha gets the point.
And it looked like it was almost into the first row of the Royal Valley fans, and still somehow the Panthers were able to get it over. That would have been devastating for Tabetha if the Panthers were able to get that point after that, but they were fortunate to get that one.
18-14 now with Tabetha serving. There's a setup for Brian from beyond the attack line. Tabetha all over it, ready to send one, is Lukert. It's deflected to the Royal Valley side, to the far side. Now that one stuffed at the net, but it goes out of bounds on the Tabetha side, and Brian gets the kill. It's now 19-14.
Yeah, again, just the front line athleticism with Brian and Klotz. Royal Valley certainly an edge up front in that department with a little bit of extra length, and it's showing here in the second set.
Hayden will set one up quickly for Lukert. Ready for it was Latz, and very well done on the dig. And Brian sends one, pops up into the air, into the ceiling, but Tabetha keeps it alive. More good rallying now for the Panthers. Nice dig on the backside by Bolt. She'll send over herself after briefly giving it up. Chance for now. It's tipped and dug out once again. Sent back over to the Royal Valley side, but it's long by Bolt from beyond the attack line with a forearm hit. And it's now 20-14. So now the Panthers starting to rally.
Here's another chance where Tabetha needs to rally a few points here to get back into it because Royal Valley right now has a lot of the momentum, and there's an ace.
Just clips the net in front of Bolt, who was all over that serve until it misdirected off the net. It's now 21-14, 7-point lead, largest lead of the set. Rodewald with yet another serve after the ace to the far side, returned by the libero Durier, setting one up for Lukert, and all over it is Tabetha once again on that back far side. Here's a swipe from Brian. That one is out of bounds for Tabetha.
Yeah, they set up Brian perfectly, and then she just missed, hit it into the net. You can see her. She said, my bad. She knew she had a good setup there, just couldn't convert.
Serve returned cleanly, setting this one up. Jim to the near side. Clarkson went down for another kill. The sophomore has been so good in the second set.
Well, you hear it in our volleyball intro. Bump set spike. That's where it was that time. And just set up perfectly front right. And when Royal Valley's getting them set up perfectly like that, they're just so tough to defend.
3 points away from forcing a third set are the Panthers. To the back line, returned by Bolt. set is up, and that one a little bit too far. Bad set that time by Scobie. And it is now 23-15. Now a crucial mistake for the Blue Jays when they needed a point. Fox with another serve. A dynamic sophomore ready to send this one over. Now one return cleanly by Bolt. Scobie sends it to Lukert. She hits it over to the Panthers' side. Briefly off the Raptors. A swipe off the net, but over onto the Sabetta side and down for a kill. And set point number one is 24-15.
Yeah, Royal Valley's really kind of dominated the last few minutes here in the last few rallies. And a real chance to put this one away and force the third set.
There's a serve by Klotz, returned by Bolt on the back side. Scobie sets this one up to Lukert. She steps it in the net. And that is how set number two comes to a close. What a response by the Panthers after blowing their pretty sizable lead in set number one. They come back with a fantastic performance in set two to win it 25-15. We'll go and send it to a break. We'll be back here in a couple minutes. And we'll have set number three, the exciting conclusion of this fantastic second match of the day between Royal Valley and Sabetha. Back here in a few minutes. You're listening to Substate Volleyball here on KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hale. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Set number three, here we go. Royal Valley will serve this one away. It's been a fun one so far. Sabetha winning the first set 25-23. Panthers responding with a 25-15 dominant set number two.
Well, you feel the fan base is juiced up here. Sabetha to our right, Royal Valley to our left. Same goes with the athletes on the courts, and certainly Royal Valley dominated that final stretch of set two. See how Sabetha responds here to start the third and final set with a season on the line.
Couple of mistakes by both teams. Sabetha sent a free ball over, but a bad return by the Panthers, and Sabetha gets the first point. So quickly 1-0. Set number three, winner takes on Hiawatha. By the way, saw that MHMA, they won their match. They defeat ACCHS in two straight sets. They will take on Omaha Central. That set for that match starting here in just a few minutes. Hayden sets one up and a swipe blocked from Scully, but it's down for a kill. 2-0 Sabetha.
And Moore Hill Mounts Academy, the four seed, beaten down the five-seed ACCHS. So now they got a tough one with Nemaha Central coming up, as you mentioned here, in about 15 or 20.
That was 25-23, 25-21 there. That is up, and clock is blocked, but right back to Clements. Another try, another step by Latz, and that one is down out of bounds. So another point for the Blue Jays, quickly, 3-0. Reminder that we'll have our semifinal coming up 20 minutes after this matchup concludes, right here on KNZA. Hayden with the serve, returned by a couple of Panthers. Klotz rises, it's deflected and out of bounds, long. So the first point of the set for Royal Valley, a much-needed one there. So it'll be Alyssa Ladd in the senior, serving this one away. Rising up and firing to the back line, return cleanly. Hayden sets this one up backwards, a little tip over and down. A Bolt heads up play, hitting him where they ate.
That's right. Bolts, again, with a little bit of finesse over that front line. Nobody there. Too much separation between the front and the back lines. And those finesse shots, they can be killers. And Sabeth off to a good start.
4-1. Clements with the return. Set up by Jim and tipped over by Brian. Sabeth all over it. Rising and firing down for a kill is Lukert. 5-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Good response from Sabetha after a rough second set. Served by Bolt to the far side. Returned cleanly by Brian. Things went up. Bolt just tipping it down. Excuse me, that was Klotz just tipping it down. Another try for Royal Valley. Swipe blocks from Brian back to the Panther side. Clemens sends it up, just tipped over. And now a chance for the Blue Jays. Running up and hitting it is the Blue Jays. Will get it right back. It's blocked right at the net. Clemens able to save it alive on the back line for Royal Valley. Nice dig by Bolt, keeping alive. And that one is kept alive from the Panthers. Deflected by the net. On the dig, goes back to the Panther side, and Klotz capitalizes on the missed hit and gets the kill, make it 5-2.
Well, it was Bolt on the back line who had that last dig, and it was just one of those scenarios where it was hit so hard that it deflected just barely back over to the other side, which set up Klotz perfectly. Those scenarios, again, there's just nothing you can do about it.
Rodewald with a serve, Royal Valley, not a great return, but Bolt's able to deal with it. It'll be hit over to the Panthers. Brian sets one up and kept alive as Rodewald got a good hand on it. But Schmosley couldn't get it back over, puts it on the rafters. It creams back down to the earth on the third hit, and it's now 5-3.
Yeah, had a chance, just a miss hit there into the rafters, and Royal Valley getting a little momentum back.
Hayden with the set. Gruber has it deflected, and it's down. And a much-needed point for Sabetha. After giving up two in a row, they get one to keep a three-point lead. So Gruber, the senior, will now serve it. Three up, three back on the return for Royal Valley. Goes to the near side. Diving to a right is Woodwall to keep it alive. This will be a free ball sent over by Klotz. Nice dig. Hayden, a couple of Blue Jays tripping over each other, but they're able to send it over. Here's a swipe by Brian, kept alive. A nice dig along the far, rather the near side, and it's sent over to the Panthers. A little tip down, couldn't get it down, was Klotz, and the Panthers get it back. Backward set by Klotz, and Brian, fantastic dig by Lukert, sent over to the Panthers. Setting one up for Brian. That one pressure deflected out of bounds. And the communication. They're going to give the point to Sabetha. It looked like to me it was tipped. Now the far side official is going to say it was tipped. They will give the point to the Panthers. That would have been a bad call if it was held, but they get the call right.
Two things. One, that was an incredible rally. And two, the far side official had it from the get-go, knew it was tipped. It just took a minute for the other two officials to see that. Again, there's a lot going on around us here. There's a lot of people in here, and the season is on the line, and I tell you what, it doesn't get more exciting than volleyball when you're in a final set with your season on the line, because every point, every hit, every play matters, and especially you don't want the officials kind of missing the call in any way, and now something's happening here.
Well, there was a misrotation on that last play, and it's a delay of game because they didn't have the rotation right, so Sabetha gets a point. Now it's 7-4.
Well, those are the mistakes you cannot have.
Absolutely.
Giving free points away just because you're not rotating correctly and getting yourselves in the right spot.
Coach Armstrong is talking things over with her team, making sure that they're okay with this point as well, because they still have to get the rotation right for this next upcoming point. Russell will give another point back to the Blue Jays.
I need to figure it out, I would think, but one of the officials finally coming in and letting Royal Valley know where they need to be. So a little bit of a pause in the action, but the Blue Jays have the momentum and the serve. Still very early in this third set, but you see little things like that can certainly come back if you expect it to be close down the stretch, and it very well could be.
Gobi to serve it to the far side. Rodewald, not a great return, but kept alive. It'll be sent over by Jim, and it's down for a kill. That wasn't really intended to be anything, but Sabetha was unable to get to the right spot.
That was Duryea and Bolts on the back line, who both kind of went their way for it, but again, just one of those scenarios, just a little miscommunication.
Brian with the serve, it's now 7-5 in favor of Sabetha. Return is good. Set up by Scobie to Lukert. Sends that one down. Nice dig on the near side, and it's tipped over to the Sabetha side, but back to the Panthers. Free ball sent over. Hayden sets this one up for Lukert, and another nice dig this time by Klotz up into the rafters, but kept alive. Free ball sent over. Duryea, Hayden to Lukert, and that one, another nice dig by Klotz, and sent over on the second hit by Ladson. Hayden for Lukert again, another try, and again diving to a right. Klotz is having a spectacular point with four digs, and getting the kill along the far side is Rodewald.
Yep, that's Sammy Klotz. That is all Klotz on the back line. Sabetha had multiple opportunities with good-looking shots for some kills, but Klotz four times, as you mentioned, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, keeping it alive. Panthers earned the point, and certainly it was mainly Klotz who kept it alive for him.
Unreal effort by the sophomore. It's now 7-6. Return by Bolt, set up, and on sent down by Schmelzley, but returned by the Panthers, but not well, as Rodewald mishit it into the net on the second try, and Sabetha gets the point right back. This is now Mary Lukert, the senior with the serve, goes to the middle, returned by Jim, sending it up to Jim, she tried to dunk it down, and a mishit, but kept alive for a moment, but I think they're going to say that was a lift.
Yeah, I think they were under the net, Sabetha was. Either that or a lift, but Panthers do get the point here.
It's now 8-7, Clements. The senior libero will serve it for the Panthers. To the near side, maybe off the side of her hand, but it's down for an 8.
Again, miscommunication. I think Duryea and Bolts, with a little bit of frustration, I think, thought that should have been one that Duryea had. And again, those are just tough when you think they're out and you let it go and it stays in. It's a guessing game at that point.
Return by Duryea, set up by Hayden, and she also couldn't get that one down. Ready for that one was Brian. Sabetha now with it, set to the near side. Bolt gets that one down for a kill in front of Clements in front.
I think Bolt was still a little bit upset about that last play and how it transpired, so she took her frustrations out on that kill. Getting that point right back for the Blue Jays.
And she is fired up, that's for sure. Return by Clements, but that one's way out of bounds. Miss hit by the libero. And it's now 10-8. Third set, winner take all. Sabetha won the first. Royal Valley winning the second. 10-8, Sabetha leads the third. Return by Klotz is a bad one. And it's a lift. It's 11-8. Stuck in her hand for just a little bit too long. Good serves here by Aubrey Schmelzley. Try to do it again. Now return clean by the Panthers. And this is up for Rodewald at the attack line. So that's ready for it. Trying to get the dunk down is Gruber, and it's successful as Rodewald couldn't get underneath it. It's now 12-8. Three straight points for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, make it four straight. It was tied at 8. Now 12-8. I mean, the Blue Jays, they're a point or two away from maybe making Royal Valley be forced to use the timeout with all the momentum their way.
Third hit coming from Klotz, rising above the net, and that one is down for a kill from about 3 feet beyond the attack line. Goes to the far side and just gets it down on that line. Make it 12-9, a much-needed point for Royal Valley. Girls in purple now with the service. The turn not great, but kept alive. They'll send a free ball over. Gruber hits it. There's a setup by Jim, and the attack by Ladson along the far side. Briefly keeping it alive was Lukert, but It drops to the hardwood. It's now 12-10. Another serve from Royal Valley. This one return clean. Hayden sends it to the near side for Bolt. That one deflected, but kept alive somehow. What a pancake by the Panthers. And now Gruber just tries to tip one over, and Royal Valley was ready for that one. And third hit, sent over by Ladson. Set up by Gruber, and partially deflected, and Bolt can't keep it alive. It hits off the back of the head twice by Tressa Jim, trying to keep it alive. It's now 13-10.
Bolts with a nice play there, and I don't know how early on in that rally, how that ball was not on the ground that Royal Valley was able to keep up, but
stuck that hand right underneath the ball and kept it alive. Yeah. That was an unbelievable pancake that time.
Ultimately, Sabetha able to get that point.
Hayden backwards set, trying to set up for her teammate Scobie. Royal Valley is over it. Clot puts it into the net. Looks like a violation against Royal Valley regardless, but they earned the point. It's now 14-10.
Yeah, Abby Steedy, the head coach for Sabetha, kind of took a step towards that official on the far side to say something, but as soon as Sabetha earned the point, she was like, well, it doesn't matter. We got it.
Sitting up for Klotz, and she blasts one down to the middle of the court, and she's able to get the kill that time.
Can't defend it, can't guard it. If they set up that perfectly, you just absolutely have no chance. And they need a little bit more of that here. It's gone a little bit back and forth between these two in the final set.
Hayden sets them up for the Blue Jays, trying to tip it down. It's out of bounds. Bolts is trying to find the line, unable to do so. She used her left hand to go to the right side, so tough to try to keep that one in. She tries it, unsuccessful in doing so. Another serve coming from Alyssa Ladson, the senior, and a bad return this time, but kept alive. And so they're going to say that underneath the net is the call. That was a fantastic effort.
That was Gruber who was under the net there. They called out, and it would have been an incredible save on her part, but a violation committed, and now Panthers have a nice little rally going. Chance to tie it here.
14-13, the score. Clean return by Scobie. Sends one up for Gruber. It's blocked, but down on the Panthers' side, and a much-needed point for Sabetha. 16-13.
Another good play by Gruber up front. They set her up perfectly in the middle, and Watson Jim had an opportunity there. But again, just deflected, but on the wrong side.
Service by Bolt. That one return is clean by Brian, sending us up back to Brian. And a bad return on that spike attempt by Schmelsley, and it's down for a kill. It's now Sabetha 15, Royal Valley 14, set number 3.
It's getting down to crunch time here. We're grinding through this third set. There is so much on the line, and you can kind of feel the intensity build up as each point comes along here down the stretch.
And a hit by Luker over to the Royal Valley side. It's sent right back over to Sabetha, but Sabetha wasn't ready for it. It falls to the ground, and we are tied 15-15. Rodewald with a serve to the far side, returned by Bolt, set up by Hayden backwards, tipped down by Gruber, but it's blocked. And was it tipped by Sabetha? No, it was not. Is there anything? Yes, it was, actually. The block by Royal Valley was tipped out of bounds by Sabetha, is what the officials are saying for the time being. But now they're going to reverse the call and give the point to Sabetha and say it was not tipped.
Yeah, Abby Stevie, the head coach, had as good of a view as anybody on that side, and she immediately protested the call and was able to get it back in her team's favor. And that's a big point as Sabetha gets to serve back up one.
And a return clean by the Panthers. Rising, firing, has clocked that one down for a kill on the far side.
Everybody was kind of back, and they were kind of just gliding themselves back a little bit to set up Klotz here on the near side. And from front right to back left, just so tough to defend. And we're coming down the home stretch, man, 16-16. We're going back and forth.
It's been an exciting one, that's for sure. Klotz will serve it now for the Panthers. Return by Bolt. She flips over her hands to get it. Sending it over to the Panthers' side, over the net, and tipping it over for the kill is Tressa Jim. Good heads-up play right on top of the net to send it over and down. And Rose Valley, for the first time the set, has a lead. Another service by the sophomore Klotz in the middle. And Bolt's not a great return, but kept alive. Sending it over is Scobie. That is up from Ladson, sending this one up on the far side. But Sabetha all over it. Lukert sends it over to the Royal Valley side. Set from Ladson, sending it up for Jim. It just tips it over. But a set goes to nobody from Lukert. And it's now 18-16 Panthers.
Yeah, Scobie was playing a little bit, a step or two back, and we're going to get a timeout here. Royal Valley on a nice run. They lead it by two. Coming down the home stretch with a season on the line.
You're listening to Substate Volleyball here on KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, mylar, and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
18-16 Royal Valley with the lead and the service. Return is not great, but Sabetha is able to get it back over to the Panthers' side. The return is hit over the net, and the Panthers were unable to scramble to get it back over to the Sabetha side. A missed hit on the return, and it's now 18-17.
Well, there's little room for error now as we're approaching the latter end of this final set, out of this timeout. And wants it more. Who's going to battle and get some points here to try to create a little separation?
Jim is partially deflected on her kill attempt, but it's locked out of bounds. Right back, Panthers get a point. 19-17. Service coming up from the Panthers. Turned by Bolt, sending this up to Scobie. And Lukert rises and fires. It's blocked right back to Sabetha. Scobie right back to Lukert. And she'll send it towards the back line. Royal Valley keeping it alive. Back over to Sabetha on a free ball. Hayden sets this one up, this time for Schmelsley. That one is returned cleanly by Bryant. She'll hit it from beyond the attack line back to the Blue Jays. Sent by Hayden, rising, firing Lukert. And it's down for a kill. A senior for Sabetha. Gets them back within one.
That is such a huge swing. If that goes out, it's 20-17, but just kept it in. Now 19-18 when it's all on the line. Those little things like that, those big swings keep you in this match.
Rodwell with the return, setting this one up for Latson. That one is blocked, but out of bounds. And it is now 20-18.
One was deflected so hard that it was so far away from Sabetha's back line, they didn't even have a chance to even save it.
Clements, the senior libero, will serve it for Royal Valley. Return good by Scobie, set by Hayden. Rising and firing is Schmelsley. That one returned by Bryan. And clots from beyond the attack line will give it back to the Blue Jays. And the setup by Dernier hits off. The risers come screaming back down and onto the court. It's now 21-18.
All right, here it is. It's go time now for Sabetha. Down three, 21-18. Panthers got all the momentum now. Trying to got to stop that bleeding.
Season on the line, served by Clements. Return is clean and tipped over, but Royal Valley ready for it. Slot sends it back over. Return by Scobie, set up by Hayden. Sent over by Bolt to the back line of the Panthers. They're ready. And that one by Latson, partially deflected by the net to the Sabetha side. Just tipping it over is Sabetha. Rising and firing, and that one's deflected out of bounds and down for a kill. That was Devin Rodewald. It's 22-18. They are 3 points away from going to the semifinal against Hiawatha. We'll have that match for you 20 minutes after this one concludes. That one returned by Durier, and that one hits the risers. It screams off and out of bounds. And an ace.
I think Durier realized it. I think it would have been a little long. But again, they're just so hard to tell when you're on the back line, and it's just coming at you so quick. Sabetha unable to keep that one alive, and they've had a couple off the rafters here in the last couple minutes that have really hurt them, and now all of a sudden, Royal Valley's got all the momentum, and they're 2 points away from moving on to the semifinals. But we saw this in the first set. We kind of saw this play out where Royal Valley had the lead late at 22-16, at 22-18 here, or 23-18 here, I should say. So we've seen Sabetha do it once. They're just going to have to do it again.
And you mentioned 25-23. Sabetha won that first set. Royal Valley winning that second set, 25-15. So we'll take on Hiawatha, the winner of this one, after the Redhawks won 25-15, 25-14 against Jefferson West. So here we go. Return by Durier is good. Hayden sets this one up for Bolts, and that one return is good by Klotz. Setting this one up, Brian, for Jim. And a nice dig by Duryea to keep it alive for Sabessa. Tip over. And Bolt was... Or there's a violation by the Panthers, so they'll get the point out of the break.
Absolutely needed. And now for the Blue Jays, you've got to get a couple more here. You've got to rally a few more here. 23-19. You've got to get it to, I think, at least 22 before you allow Royal Valley to get to 24.
Service coming from the sophomore, Aubrey Schmelsley, for Sabessa. That one goes along the far side, return by Klotz. Set is up, and Ladson can't get it down. Sabessa ready for it. Hayden sends it to the near side. Bolts gets it down for a kill along the near side from the near side. That's such a tough shot going with the grain. And it's 23-20. Two straight points after the Coach CB timeout. Another serve coming up from Schmelsley. Return by Clements. Set is up by Brian. And that one by Jim. Return by Schmelsley. And the kill is down. For, I believe that was Hayden with the kill on the second hit, and a timeout is going to be called by Coach Armstrong.
Here come the Blue Jays. What did I say? They needed to rally off a few here, and they have. They're still down, and it is a much different feel now in the latter portion of this final set.
23-21, Panthers lead the Blue Jays set number three. And I mentioned that Hiawatha won their match against Jefferson West 25-15, 25-14. On the other side of the bracket, Yamaha Central defeated Kansas City Bishop Ward 25-3, 25-6. And also Morehill Mount Academy defeated ACCHS 25-23, 25-21. That one is going on in our main gym here on the campus of Yamaha Central. The winner of that game will go to the championship, take on the winner of our semifinal. And here we go, 23-21 is our score. Sabessa with the service by Schmelsley. That one returned by Klotz. Set is up by Brian. That one blocked at the net. Kept alive on the Panthers' side. Tip over by Rodewald. Schmelsley to Hayden and sent over by Gruber to the back line. Returned by Clement. Set up to the far side. Ladson punches it over to the far side. Nice dig. Kept alive by Sabessa. That was Luker keeping it alive. Now for the Panthers, a swipe. That one deflected it down for a kill. Preston Jim, the senior, hits it match point, 24-21. Service coming from Jim. Tressa Jim with the serve to the near side. Return is clean by Scobie. Set is up beyond the attack line. And Luker keeps it alive to the back line. Sent over to Sabessa's side. Set by Hayden. And Gruber, the senior, sends it to the back far side. Clements, the libero, keeps it alive for the Panthers. Backwards hit. Free ball, chance for Sabessa. Hayden sets this one up for both. That one blocked it down, and that is it. 23-25, 25-15, 25-21. And Royal Valley rallies from losing the first set, and they will go ahead and advance to the semifinals coming up in just about 20 minutes.
Oh, you said it before the start of our broadcast today. Sabessa was one of those teams that could make things interesting, and unfortunately for them, they're unable to get past the first round, but boy, did they battle. They had to rally down six late in the first set, but we know how good this Royal Valley team is. They are the lone team that has knocked off Yamaha Central this year, and now the Panthers, how do they rally? They're going to get a little bit of time between these matches, obviously, but now they get a little bit of rest, and they get a Red Hawks team who finished second in the league this year, and Red Hawks coming off some nice rest, and Panthers going to have to try to keep that momentum going. So we got a good one here in the semifinals coming up here in about 20 minutes with Hiawatha taking on Royal Valley.
Certainly a physically tasking and an emotionally tasking match that results in a 23-25, 25-15, 25-21 win for the Royal Valley Panthers. Keep it locked, because in about 20 minutes, we'll have Royal Valley and Hiawatha right here on KNZA as you are listening to Class 3A Substate Volleyball from Seneca.